Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Land God Gave to Cain by Hammond Innes, narrated by Michael Sinclair. This book is copyrighted 1958 by Hammond Innes. This recording is copyrighted 1987 by Recorded Books. In his introduction to this book, Hammond Innes writes, "The land God gave to Cain is the result of two journeys I made into Labrador. The first was in 1953, just before the big freeze-up. At that time, the iron ore railway was still under construction, steel having been laid only as far north as mile 250. I saw the whole of it, from the terminal at Seven Islands on the St. Lawrence to the geologist's camp of Burnt Creek, 400 miles into the interior, living in the construction camps and travelling first by train and track motor, then by truck and car and on foot, and finally by the bush pilots' float planes, and even by helicopter. That I was able to cover so much ground and see so much of a country that hardly a white man had seen before the railway came was due in the first place to Hollinger Hanna, the Iron Ore Company of Canada, and the Quebec North Shore and Labrador Railway, and I'm greatly indebted to these companies for the exceptional facilities they gave me and for their kindness in insisting that I should be their guest in the camps. Once having been granted these facilities, it was left to me to make my own way, and in this I was never without friends, particularly amongst the engineers with whom I lived. There were the pilots, too, and the radio operators, and the men themselves. Without exception, they put themselves to great trouble and personal inconvenience to give me as complete a picture as possible of this astonishing project. The second visit was made 3 years later, when the book was half completed. I was on my way up to the Eskimo country to the northwest of Hudson Bay, and I stopped off at Goose, primarily to check up on my description of this isolated community, and also to work out a satisfactory basis for the expedition's radio link. Altogether, I travelled some 15,000 miles in quest of the material for this book, one of the most interesting journeys I have undertaken. I sincerely hope that in the result I have achieved my purpose of conveying a picture of one of the last great...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?